The original research article entitled Biological Sex-Dependent Differences in Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome was authored by Seeley and Wilson et al. From the University of Adelaide. It was published in March 2025 in the European Journal of Cardiovascular Nursing. Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome, POTS, is an autonomic nervous system disorder causing heightened sympathetic responses to change in posture. It is commonly seen in young women, frequently presenting in combination with complex multi-morbid conditions. This study sought to identify sex-based differences in symptoms and diagnosis of POTS through a prospective, cross-sectional study. This study included 500 participants, 452 females and 48 males, aged 16 years and older from the Australian POTS Registry. All participants had a physician-confirmed post-diagnosis. Health-related quality of life was assessed via a questionnaire. Self-reported socio-demographics and diagnostic journey were recorded. The composite autonomic symptom score was used to assess autonomic symptom burden. The authors found that females experienced worse autonomic symptom burden compared to males. Although both sexes interacted with similar numbers of doctors and hospitals' emergency departments before diagnosis, females experienced longer diagnostic delays than men, average of 7 years compared to 3.8 years. Females were also 1.27 times more likely to experience a diagnostic delay of greater than 10 years. Females were also more likely than males to have their symptoms attributed to anxiety or depression and given a mental health treatment plan. In spite of the delayed diagnosis and worse symptom burden, females reported similar anxiety, depression, and health-related quality of life to males. The authors conclude that females and males experience significant differences in diagnostic delay and symptom burden from POTS. These differences did not appear to be the result of different symptom reporting or health-seeking behavior, but to be the result of clinician-dependent factors. The authors propose that further research is needed to further explore clinician attitudes in the diagnosis and treatment of POTS for men and women.